So welcome to the moving towards the difficult practice. So in this practice, we're going to be purposely bringing to mind some difficulty or challenge, something that is unpleasant or stressful that's going on in your life right now. And perhaps exploring a different way of being with this difficulty than we might usually. So to begin with, finding yourself a comfortable position in which to sit. And establishing yourself in a posture which for you is comfortable and also perhaps invites the sense of alertness and awakeness. Maybe allowing your eyes to close or relaxing your gaze. And you may even wish to take just one or two deeper breaths. And on the out breath, just really letting go into the support that you're on. So allowing the chair or whatever you're sitting on to take your weight. Allowing gravity to hold you. And really dropping into the body now and feeling all the body sensations arising. So perhaps those places of contact you're making with the surface you're on. Maybe you can feel clothing on your skin. Or the feeling of ear touching your face or your hands. You may notice the sensations of breathing, the nostrils or the chest or the belly. Just following the breath for a few moments, feeling the breath entering the body and then leaving the body. And then inviting you now to bring to mind this unpleasantness or this difficulty or challenge, and bringing to mind the details of this just as best you can, in whatever way you naturally do. And as you do so, really letting yourself feel the emotions that come along with this challenge, with this difficulty. Maybe even naming those emotions. And also maybe noticing the kind of thinking that tends to come along with this kind of difficulty in emotion. Maybe it's a critical voice that comes in of you or of others. Just noticing. And then noticing where you feel this difficulty most vividly in the body. And moving in close with a bit of curiosity and exploring the direct sensations. So maybe it's in the face or the throat or the chest or the belly. These are all really common areas, but it could be anywhere. And maybe if it's of use to you, you might even ask yourself, if this sensation had a shape, what shape would it be? What size would it be? What color? Texture. How would it move? Would it be solid or transparent? And seeing if it's possible to just hold these sensations in a gentle awareness. Is this familiar sensations for you? And knowing that at any time you can move your attention to focus on the breath, or somewhere else in the body. And then when you feel ready, just gently approaching the sensations once again. You may even wish to explore just gently breathing into the sensations. And on the out-breath, saying gently to yourself, it's okay. I can be with this. So you don't have to like these sensations or feelings, but seeing if it's possible to open and soften towards them. Instead, perhaps, of pulling away from, tensing, bracing against. It's okay. I can be with this. Getting curious about how this experience is in the body. And as you hone in on it, really noticing, is it changing or not? As you attend to it in this way, open to it, allow it, is it staying the same? Is it morphing, intensifying, diminishing? And knowing that in doing this isn't a sneaky way to try and get rid of anything, but a way of being with our experience. And just noticing how you're feeling now, having dipped in like this to something unpleasant. Maybe coming back to a sense of your whole body, sitting here, breathing. Noticing the sounds in the room, outside the room. And even when you feel ready to, opening your eyes or focusing your gaze out and noticing this transition. And perhaps taking a moment to acknowledge and congratulate yourself for this willingness to explore and be with all the parts of you. Acknowledging how you can meet life in this way, with an openness and a curiosity and a resilience. And knowing that each time you're willing to meet life in this way, to be with your experience in this way, you're opening yourself up to more growth and freedom and calmness in your life.